So I'm here with Johnny Lucas. Hello, Johnny.
All right.
All right.
How's it going?
Not bad. Here with Martin as well. And,
all right.
And also Chris. They're the guys from Lucas. Well, I say that. You're not really the guys from Lucas. You're 80 quid.
Quid.
Come on.
80 oh, yeah. quid. So why have you changed your name from Lucas to 80 quid?
Well, all sorts of reasons. We think 80 quid is just the... For us, it's had a very special meaning.
Right. And where does the name come from?
Well, it's derived by from money.
From money, okay. Funny that. is this the average money that you go out for? Or?
No, it's the very first gig that we did as a child gig.
Great.
And we made 80 quid subtotal, and everything that we've ever earned and accomplished as a band, you could argue, has stemmed out of that.
Right. Okay, so you've been touring around doing the CSE shows as Lucas for how many years now? It's got to be 3 years now.
I
did the first tour with you, didn't
I? 3 years, yeah. 4 years. Four years, I think.
I was on the first tour with you in the Falklands, is that right?
Yeah.
Was that your first one?
That
3 years ago.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah. Crazy times down there in the Falklands.
Yeah.
The beer is so cheap down there.
Yeah. We counted 3 trees the whole 2 weeks we were down there.
Yeah.
And a lot of penguins.
Yeah, you're the drummer in the band.
I am, Martin,
and apparently, so you tell me, you're the best at being interviewed out of the band.
I am.
You're the spokesperson.
God, I've got to stand my ground now.
Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Chris is absolutely shit. He hasn't said a word.
Shit.
So what have you guys got coming up then, as 80 quid?
Well, we decided that when we go out and we do our own stuff, we'd like to go out as, you know, a brand new set-up sort of name, 80 mm-hmm. quid. I'm waiting for the day when we do a festival and we meet 50 Cent. That'd be quite...
80 quid and 50 Cent on the same bill.
79.50. No, but it was essential to sort of split it down the middle and go out when we do our own stuff to, go out as a different name and get a following. And that's really what we... That's really where we're trying to head in.
80 quid is all original material, isn't it?
It is.
What is your favourite track that you've come up with?
Oh, the new one, Breakthrough. I reckon that's awesome.
Really?
If you like the Foo Fighters and all that, we're inspired by them. And that is I think it's a brilliant track. I'm quite proud of that one, actually.
And where can the listeners find you? Where can they get the songs?
We're on Reverb Nation. If you type 80 quid into Facebook also, you can get us on that. And if you just type in 50 Cent Band into Google...
50?
Sorry, not 50 Cent. If you just type 80 quid,
80 quid band.
Into Google, then you'll find us.
Yeah. This is a website that that just holds bands' tracks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's... basically it just promotes original music from... Mm-hmm. I think loads of artists are on it. So
50 Cent.
Oh, Chris, you speak. You've just got married, haven't you, Chris?
Well, not just. A couple of years ago.
Oh, is it really that long ago?
Yeah.
And how is married life?
It was good. I spent the first 3 months with a brain disorder, but after that it got a lot
better.
What
do you mean?
Oh, it's a long, long and tedious story.
You had a brain disorder?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't...
A neurological disorder.
You can't leave us hanging with that.
No, it was...
Did you go through like a bit of a mental time or something?
Yeah, essentially.
Nice.
No, I got an autoimmune...
Well, let's keep it light, shall we?
I got an autoimmune disorder that disconnected a lot of the nerve endings in the base of my brain.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that serious?
Yeah.
Well, what does that entail, though?
It means you can't walk, it paralysed my eyes,
couldn't
move my arms properly.
So were you out of the band?
Yeah.
No, he was still playing, actually.
Still playing, and just as good as he always was.
I'm not shitting you. He had to put his hand on my shoulder, and I led him through. There was a crowd on the dance floor, and obviously because he was seen double, there was double as many people there, and he had to put his hand on my shoulder like that.
Wow.
I led him through the crowd. Here you go, put your bass on. Right, rock and roll. And he was good as gold on stage.
Jesus.
He couldn't balance, but he was like...
No, he couldn't stand up straight, but he could play the bass like a genius. So.
Fantastic. Well, you're all right now, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep an eye on him for the rest of the night. Guys, thank you so much. And one more time, the place we can hear your music is?
Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation. Just put, just go to reverbnation.com.
Yep. Check it out, we're 80
and,
quid.
And just put 80 quid into the search.
And speak to any good neurological doctor before you listen to it.
Because the guy needs help. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Cheers. Take care.
Bye.